और कुछ बाकी है तो कर लो।
जो रह गया तो पूरा कर लो।
वेरी राम विजय नो
बाहर ही बैठे हुए थे, मैं आ रहा था तो कहते कि मेरी जगह आप गा जाना और बताना मत गुरुजी को कि मैं यहाँ पे नहीं क्लास
में। क्लास में नहीं हूँ क्या? नहीं आज नहीं आऊंगा।
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनं गौरत्रिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीनापराधवश चित्तस्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दे।
Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that we can be very careful from Advaitvadi monism because they don't take Tulsi Mala, they don't take this tilak, they take like this. And if they are renounced, then they will take ek danda sannyas. And they will always tell that aham brahmasmi, world is
false.
False. And all the jivas are Brahma. So we can recognize them and we will be careful from them. But it is very hard to to escape from the persons who are telling that Bhagavad Bhakti is best dharma. Nam Sankirtan is Kali Yuga dharma. But they behave opposite to this. They accept all the theories of Vaishnavism, but they never follow, and they preach against the principles of bhakti, taking tridanda. Understand, taking tridanda in Vaishnava line and propagating that I am Brahma. I don't have faith in Vrindavan. Weeping like omens, dancing and doing kirtan. We are Brahma. So they are so dangerous. Taking also tilak mala, everything, but not following the principles of bhakti, they are so dangerous. I think that a very nearer to us, our mind, which is not controlled, his main and prominent enemy of us. But controlled mind is our friend. So, all the roots of evils is our also mind. So we should treat them, behave them, so that we can enter in the realm of Shuddha Bhakti, pure bhakti. So don't associate with them. In any case, don't associate. That is why Srila Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, after them, that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. All has warned us for this. If you are chanting Hari name and hearing Hari Katha, lakhs and lakhs times births, even you have no tears in your eyes, heart is not melting, then you should think that there are so many offenses in us. So how we can reform our heart so that taking name, at once tears will come. And for separation of Krishna, we will be. And if we are not doing so, then quickly bhakti will also go away. Here he is telling that what is Shuddha Bhakti, pure bhakti? Anna Abhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karma Dhanavratam Anukullene Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. I think that this sloka is known to all. Who can remember? Those who have remembered it, they can raise their hands. Oh, very easy to remember. So you should try to remember this sloka. Very easy. If you can remember your, as a computer keeps all these things, worldly things, so much remembering. Whole day you can chatter and do patter. But why cannot we remember? And to accordingly, what is told in this shloka? Rupa Goswami that told this shloka. Before, there were so many paribhasha.
Definition
of bhakti, pure bhakti. But it includes all the definitions which were previously told in Bhagavatam, in Upanishad, in any Purans, anywhere. What Parashar told, what Narad told, Paranurakti Ishware Narad told. Paranurakti Ishware. So much love and affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead is bhakti, paranurakti. Srimad Bhagavat tells like this, nirgunasya hi
lakshanam
hi bhakti yogasya nirgunasya udahritam ahetukya vyavahitin. That continuous, like a flow, like a chain, continuous and without any cause. If our heart is always in Krishna, always and always, then it is bhakti. But it includes all the definitions of bhakti. From Puran, Ved, Upanishad, everywhere.
Sarvapadhi binirmuktam.
He is telling that anya abhilashita sunyam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling the cultivation of activities which are meant for exclusively. For the pleasure of Krishna, only for pleasure of, not for us. Or in other words, uninterrupted flow of service to Krishna performed through all endeavors of body, mind and speech, and through the expression of various spiritual sentiments, that is bhava, which is not covered by gyan, knowledge, aimed at impersonal liberations, and karma, reward-seeking activity, and which is devoid of all desire other than the aspiration to bring happiness to Sri Krishna, is called uttama bhakti, pure devotional service. What endeavor you are doing? All should be for Krishna, to please Krishna. If you are taking milk, and if you are thinking that, it is for to please Krishna. If I are coming here, why coming? That Krishna will be pleased. Otherwise you should also think it, that if I am going to this association, I will be qualified to serve Krishna, that is why I am coming. Why you are sleeping? Why you are sleeping? In night, why you sleep?
To give the body rest to serve Krishna.
Really, you do?
that's why we should.
But devoted things like that. If you are sleeping, that in morning I will be fresh to serve Krishna, to meditate, to chant, remember, to read books and to be qualified, and thus I will serve Krishna and devotees. Then it will be bhakti, otherwise no. Why you are taking breath? Why? To
keep the body alive.
Body alive. But why?
To serve Krishna.
That is for Krishna. So from today you should learn all these things. and do like this, fall. Then you will realize something and you will be happy. Not only that, I came from India and read towards. And you can easily fly to here. You can take a book and keep it in your library. What harm? It will not do. Never. So, what has been told? Again, you should tell. The cultivation of you can, without reading, you can.
That Uttama Bhakti is Anyabhilasita Sunyam Gyanakama Anavitam. It's Anukulyena Krishna Shilam Bhakti Uttama. That is the cultivation of activities with the body, mind, and words, along with the emotions, the bhav, which is favorably flowing, interrupted service towards Krishna. And it should not be covered by gyan, which is the desire to merge into Brahman, karma, desire for fruitive activity, adi, other processes such as yoga, etc. Anavitam. It shouldn't be covered by these things. This is Uttama Bhakti.
And also it should be in the guidance of any pure devotee. If you are doing all these things, but not anu means after,
your continual guidance.
Guidance, then it will not be perfect. In above bhash. What I told you, Tungi.
No.
Yeah.
You told that we may be doing all different kinds of serving Krishna with our body, mind, soul, and emotions, but if we're not doing it in anugatya of any Shuddha Vaishnava, then there won't be any fruit. Maybe just some sweet.
What is bhakti?
Bhakti is that anyabhivasita.
Krishna anushilanam is bhakti. But when it will be uttama? Yeah. What?
When it's anyabhilasita sunyam gyanakamaya navitam.
Yes.
Anukullena.
Anukullena, Krishna anushilana. But also that too.
Yes. External system.
Anyabhilasita sunyam gyanakarma adi. Anadvatam, then anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. In these above verses, each and every word, each and every word has to be analyzed. Who will analyze? Those who are expert in these things, actually realizing something. And those who want to be like this, actually, to follow for them. They will understand first and then each word and every word. And after that, they will engage our whole endeavor in this. Otherwise, we cannot understand the attributes of bhakti. Attributes means?
Good.
Qualities.
In this verse, what is meaning of the word Uttama Bhakti? Does the phrase Uttama Bhakti or topmost devotion also imply the existence of adhama or inferior bhakti? If there is uttama bhakti, then there is a bhakti, lower bhakti. Any other bhakti?
Higher bhakti, lower bhakti.
Or can it mean something else? Uttama bhakti means the stage where the devotional creeper is in its completely pure or uncontaminated form, like water. What is so nirmal, without any filter? But we sometimes tell that, is it this drinking water?
Pure.
What it means? It may be some adulterated water, not good for drinking. So bhakti in same way. Bhakti is always the uttama bhakti. It is called uttama bhakti. But some alteration may be in this world. For example, uncontaminated water means pure water, meaning that in this water there is no color, smell, adulteration, or any kind of cause by the addition to another substance. Similarly, the phrase uttama bhakti refers to bhakti which is devoid of any contamination, adulteration, and attachment to material positions, and which is performed in exclusive manner. So, there is two kinds of water. Similarly, there are two kinds of bhakti. Uttama bhakti, best bhakti, and which is not bhakti, but it seems that it is bhakti. Contaminated or mixture of bhakti.
यहाँ पे ऐसे भी कह सकते हैं उत्तम भक्ति और
मिश्रा
भक्ति.
मिश्रा भक्ति तो इन विशेषणों के द्वारा भक्ति के विपरीत भाव को ग्रहण नहीं करना चाहिए. विपरीत भाव वर्जित होने से शुद्ध स्वभाव ही परिलक्षित होता है. केवल भक्ति शब्द का व्यवहार करने से जो अर्थबोध होता है, इन समस्त विशेषणों से युक्त भक्ति के द्वारा भी उसी अर्थ का बोध होता है.
The negation of sentiments which are opposed to bhakti inevitably directs us towards the pure nature of bhakti itself. Perhaps by merely using the word bhakti alone, this meaning is indicated. Since the word bhakti already contains within it all these adjectives anyway, then has Bhakti Rasacharya Srila Rupa Goswami specifically employed the qualifying adjective uttama for no reason? No. Just as when desiring to drink water, people generally ask, is this water uncontaminated? Similarly, in order to describe the attributes of Uttama Bhakti, our previous Acharyas considered it necessary to indicate that people mostly practice Mishra Bhakti or mixed devotion. In reality, Rasacharya Srila Rupa Goswami is aiming to describe the attributes of Kevala Bhakti or exclusive devotion. Chal Bhakti, Pratibimba Bhakti, Chaya Bhakti, a shadow of devotion, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti, and so on are not Shuddha Bhakti. They will all be examined in sequence later on.
A Bhakti Kasna, here he is telling this Swarup, Lakshan of symptom of Bhakti. Anukulena Krishna Anushilana. Whatever we do to please Krishna. If Krishna is not pleased, then we should not do that thing. By this, Srila Jiva Goswami is telling that anushilan, there is a word, anushilan. It has two meanings, Srila Jiva Goswami has told. One, pravritti এমনের বৃত্তি রূপ শরীর মন বাণীকে চেষ্টার উপনিষদ হোয়াট এভার উই ডু বাই আওয়ার অল কাইন্ডস অফ সেন্সেস বাই বডি মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড বাই টন দিস ডু ফর ডু অল টু প্লিজ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড সেকেন্ড প্রীতি বিষয়াত্মক মানুষ ভাব রূপ অনুশীলন প্রীতি লিভস ইন মাইন্ড হার্ট সো ফ্রম হার্ট আর মাইন্ড ইউ শুড ডু হোয়াট উই আর গোয়িং টু ডু ফর কৃষ্ণ ফার্স্ট ইজ বডিলি by mind and by tongue we can do but mind is something controlling all these things separate from all these things if mind is not there they cannot do anything so they are subordinate to mind and without the help of all senses he can do anything so also the endeavor of that mind and heart should be for krishna and that is called bhav that is rati this is not the exercise of
body
what is written there
it means cultivation through the endeavors to engage and disengage one's body mind and words second it means cultivation towards the object of our priti or affection through manasi bhav the sentiments of the heart and mind
there are two words pravritti and nivritti
engage and disengage
engage and disengage engage our bodily senses tongue, mind and that thing and also disengage which are not favorable for pleasing Krishna so both things we should not associate with any person who is against bhakti who is not doing bhakti who is so much attached to worldly affairs, desires. We should not. We should not be controlled by anger, lust and all other things. So these are nivritti. Both are needed. Especially in beginning. But we should know also fully that these endeavors are of two kinds, pravritti, nivritti, but yet manas bhava rupa anushilan, by mind or by the heart. This is main thing. So, bodily, by mind, by bodily, tongue, all these endeavors should be dependent to mind. That is mane bhav, rati. Atev chesta or bhav praspar adharit. So both dependent to each other, but mind is prominent. What he has written.
Although anushilan is of two types, the cultivation through manasi bhav is included within cultivation by cheshta, one's activities. Hence, one's activities or endeavors and one's internal sentiments are mutually interdependent. And in the end, it is the cheshta which are concluded to be the sole characteristics of cultivation.
So when our all senses, the endeavor of all our mind, body, tongue, everything, when it will be helpful, anukul,
favorable,
then all devout, in devours are called bhakti, otherwise not. This is pure. Like you are chanting name. Why you are chanting name? To please Krishna. But you will have to do something else in the beginning, offering yourself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. And then chant and remember. You should know that I am eternal servant of Krishna. My everything is of Krishna, my Gurudev. But you should also remember this thing, that all the endeavors which we are doing to Krishna, are related to Krishna, are not called bhakti. Kans knew that Krishna will kill me, the eighth son of
Vasudeva
Devaki. He will kill me. And from that very day, he used to think about Krishna. Where is Krishna? He will kill me. I should kill him before that. Where he is now? Oh, he is in Gokul. How to kill him? Sending Putana, Bakasur, Agasur and all to kill him. But all were killed. He brought that snake, poisonous black snake to Mathura by Akru. And he was thinking, how to kill, how to kill? Krishna, 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 always. But this remembering, more than a yogi and a devotee, is not called bhakti. Why he was remembering always? In trance, like he, more than a yogi, in trance, always, Krishna, Krishna. How to kill him? Where he is? All these things. So this is not bhakti. Always also uttering, where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Krishna is killed now. Putana has killed Krishna. Agasura has killed Krishna. Krishna, 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 always. Sometimes in his dream he used to tell like this, where is Krishna? I will kill at once. But this remembrance is not
favorable.
It is not favorable for Krishna. Charun and Mushti, Brahma and Shankar, Narad, it is very hard to embrace Krishna, no? But how Charun and Mushti were so much
wrestling,
lucky to Krishna do like this and to fell down him. And Krishna also impressed him, Charun and Mushti, for hours. No? Any one fortunate person can do only like that. But they did. But is it bhakti? No bhakti. So all the endeavors, by tan, body and mind, even by mind, are not bhakti. What to tell pure? So if we are doing anything related to Krishna devotees, but it will not please Krishna, then it is not Shuddha Bhakti. Also, sometimes Krishna may be pleased by your all activities, but even that is not bhakti. When Charuna and Mustik were fighting with Krishna, Krishna was so happy that after a long time, and
testing
beer rush. And he was so happy. And doing like boxing, like he was doing, and playing. But it is also not bhakti, Krishna, whether Krishna is
happy.
Happy. It not depends on happiness of Krishna. It depends on the mood of that devotee or that person. What he wants by all activities, to please Krishna or actually to
kill Krishna.
So there are so many things in this. Then it will be Uttama Bhakti, otherwise not. Yes, Audrey?
बोला पढ़ू कि भक्ति क्या है. Only when the activities of one's body, mind and words are favorably executed.
Yes, so try to note it in your heart. Then you can serve your Gurudev. Then you can serve any devotee. And then you can serve Krishna. Otherwise not. Krishna has sent me to tell you all these things. It is bhakti. Not that, oh Gurudev, and some drops of tear came. And after that, oh, I have no connection with that Narayan Maharaj. Not like this. So you should try to take it. This is called association. Hearing, oh, all we are hearing, what you are telling, but not following. This is not association. So what? In association, we are reading, we are discussing, we should try to take it.
Only when the activities of one's body, mind and words are favorably executed for the pleasure of Krishna, is it called bhakti. It is called bhakti. Kamsa and Shishupal were always endeavoring towards Krishna with their whole body, mind and words. But their endeavors will not be accepted as bhakti because such endeavors were unfavorable to Krishna Preeti or Krishna's pleasure. Unfavorable endeavors cannot be called bhakti. Aage padho, bhajanath.
Once Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Navadvip Parikrama, he came to the town Navadvip. And at that time, all the Brahmins and all so-called Vaishnava were in inimical terms to Srila Prabhupada. They were so angry to him. Why? Hearing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his old teachings, all were attracted to him. Now no one was honoring them, Brahmins and so-called Vaishnavas. So they became so angry. He told that actually, a man cannot be Brahmin only by birth. His virtue makes all the virtues of Brahmin. If he has, then he is Brahman, otherwise no Brahman. A son of doctor, if he is an engineer, by birth he cannot be
doctor.
So anything, by birth it cannot be told that he is doctor, engineer, he will have to be qualified for that. So if the qualities of Brahman are there, then he may be called
Brahman.
Brahma janati iti Brahmana. Though he has realized what is Brahma, what is our soul, what is the illusory Maya, and accordingly he is doing bhakti to Krishna, then he is Brahmin, otherwise not. Actually, they were not realized Vaishnava. So all became furious to Prabhupada. So they wanted to kill Prabhupada. About more than thousands pilgrims were with Prabhupada. And they attacked at once in the middle of the town. And with soda water, hot water,
bricks, stones,
and all were
surrounding.
There was no way to
escape.
At that time, all were with blood here, there,
so much
all
injuries.
And at that time, they wanted to attack Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And in the meantime, a boy was, very brave boy was there.
White cloth, Brahmachari.
Not in red cloth, but in white, like Babu.
Jamin.
And he at once took him to a
house
of devotee's house, anyhow, and closed the door and changed his cloth to him, forcibly to Prabhupada. And he took his red cloth and danda, and he announced that he is Prabhupada himself. And quickly, anyhow, he sent Prabhupada in his white dress to
Mayapur.
At that time, thousands of disciples of Prabhupada was there. But all were saving one their lives. None has care. Where is Prabhupada? What is going on? And to take the dresses of Prabhupada means he will be attacked and they will kill him. But he was so
brave
that I will be killed no harm, but Prabhupada should be saved.
So surrender to his Guru Pada.
This is called what?
Anu.
Surrender. And service of Gurudev. By body, body he took. By mind and by his senses he did. At the time of Ramanuja also there was a boy like Kuresh, and he did like so to serve his Gurudev. If we can serve Gurudev or Vaishnavas here in this world, then we may be qualified for there. Otherwise Krishna will reject us, bhakti will reject us. So we should try to know what is Shuddha, pure bhakti, Uttama bhakti, and then to endeavor by all our actions. Here in this sloka, Krishna service has been called bhakti. That is Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. This is Swarupa Lakshan. Swarupa Lakshan means?
Intrinsic nature
of bhakti. What? To serve Krishna. Begin from Gurudev. To serve Gurudev. By all means, this is a Pathshala. Pathshala means?
School.
Primary school to learn all these things here. No? And if you are not coming to school, not hearing, not obeying Gurudev, then how you can learn? So we should try to do it. So we should know that the object of bhakti, who is the object of the bhakti? Krishna himself. But we can know also Aram, Nishingha, all the incarnations of Krishna. But Uttama Bhakti, Uttamar Uttama Bhakti, when object is Krishna himself, Nanda Nandan, or Radha Kanta, then it will be most Uttam Bhakti. So, but we can take Narayan, Ram, Nishingha, all Bhakti. But really it will be, if we are have engaged our all these things to Supreme Krishna, Brajar Krishna. We cannot, in the power of all senses, everything, our mind, to Narayan, to Ram. We cannot make Narayan friend. He will never be friend. Ram, Narayan, he will not be shunned. Ram, he cannot be beloved. We cannot. Only he will be beloved of Sita. But Krishna, Gopi Jana Vallabha, he can be Vallabha for all. He has that capacity. But other has not. So this Uttama Bhakti should be, the object of this Uttama Bhakti is Krishna himself, ocean of rush, Nanda Nandan, Radha Kant. We should also understand this thing. Partatva is one. Partatva means?
Absolute truth.
Absolute truth. Absolute truth, Krishna is absolute truth. But monism persons, they tell that absolute truth has no shape. But Krishna has shape. So Krishna is absolute truth. Having his beautiful body, all his organs, so much merciful, Rashik also, knowing everything. He possesses all the qualities. But he is divided into three
forms.
In three forms.
Aspects.
Aspects. Brahma Tattva, Paramatma Tattva, and Bhagavat Tattva. Why they are telling? Some have no interest. But we should have interest. Don't try to sleep. Very easy thing, nothing. So much hard. Otherwise you will be like Parvati Devi and Sukh will hear and you will sleep. And oh, again I have not heard.
But you know, Jesus.
Don't be like that. What is Brahma Tattva?
Those who try to perceive the absolute truth through the cultivation of jnana cannot realize anything beyond Brahma Tattva.
What is jnana? Knowledge. What is? Who will tell? Oh, what is jnana? Yourself.
Cultivation of knowledge of, to enter into the impersonal aspect of Krishna.
There are two kinds of knowledge. Or so many kinds. Worldly knowledge. Who is he? He is my mother. Who is he? He is my father. What is this? This is a factory. What is this? So all the worldly knowledge is there. Up to Brahmalok. All worldly knowledge. And there is also a impersonal what?
Personal knowledge.
That knowledge. That I am Brahma, I have no shape, no qualities, nothing. I am Brahma myself. This is one. And then it is a tattva gyan. Tattva gyan means?
Realization.
And that tattva gyan includes in bhakti.
Through such spiritual endeavor, they try to cross material existence by negation of the qualities of the material world, neti neti. Thus, they imagine Brahma to be inconceivable, unmanifest, formless, and immutable. But merely imagining the absence of material qualities does not grant one factual realization of the absolute truth. Such spiritualists think that because the names, forms, qualities, and activities in the material world are all temporary and painful, the Brahma, which exists beyond the contamination of matter, cannot possess eternal names, forms, qualities, pastimes, and so on. They argue on the basis of evidence from the Shrutis, which emphasizes the absence of material attributes in the Supreme, that is the absolute truth, is beyond the purview of mind and words, and that it has no ears, bodily parts, limbs, and so on. These arguments have some place, but they can be settled by analyzing the statements of Advaita Acharya found in the Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natakam 6.67, written by Kavi Karanapur.
What?
Ya ya shrutir jalpati nirvishesham sa savidhate savishesham eva.
Meaning?
In whatever statements from the Shrutis where the impersonal tattva is indicated, in the very same statements, personal tattva is also mentioned. By carefully analyzing all the statements from the Shrutis as a whole, we can see that the personal tattva is emphasized more.
So, though this subject is nirash. Nirash means?
Juiceless. No juice.
Dry.
Dry, no juice. But we should know these things. Only Vedas or Srimad Bhagavat clearly telling that Supreme Personality of God has shape, so many qualities, vatsalya bhav, like these things. But all the inward Muslims, also Christians, also Buddhism, whole world, by mouth they tell that Supreme Personality of Godhead has no shape, no attribute, no qualities, nothing. First, I want to tell you that in the books of Muslims, it has been written that Khuda or Allah has created man after his own image. Also in Bible, I have heard that it is written that God created man after his own image. If he has no image, how he can do like him? And also in Vedas it is that God created man after his own image. It has been written. Though they are not agreeing to those points, but still there is. So if Krishna has no shape or God has no shape, why this God name came? Why? God means generator.
Operator.
If he has himself no shape, no qualities, no power, then how he can make this world? So it is evident from all these things that he has shape. We can see water. We cannot define that what shape is of water. But there is water we are seeing, We are testing it also, and it works in our stomach when we are so much
thirsty.
Quenches our
thirst
and gives so much power. And it has shape. Otherwise we cannot see. It has some taste. It has some color, its own. But when any color is mixed to them, it becomes like that. We keep it in any pot, he can be like that pot. Even he can be like ocean in so big area. So we cannot define that what is the shape of water, what is the color of water, what is the quality and taste of water. So scientists are bound to tell that water is shapeless, colorless, tasteless. But all these are things. We can see water. So if they cannot define the color, taste and shape of water, how can they explain the shape of God, the color of God, the qualities of God? But everything is there. In Vedas, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in everywhere it is written so clearly. Why he is called shapeless? Because in this stage we are not seeing. But he can be seen, as I told that Vyas in trance he saw. Dhruva saw. All the persons in the last of Dwapar Yug, they saw Krishna, they saw Ram. Ram was traveling whole India without shoe and without umbrella. With Sita ji and Lakshman ji, whole south and north and everywhere in India, he was. Krishna also, sometimes he came in the shape of Nrisimhadev, Matsya, Varaha, Kurma and all other things. So we can see by bhakti. Also, there is ghee in milk, but we cannot see. When it is separated, then we can see by any process. So this process is bhakti to see Krishna. So if anyone follow this bhakti process, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, not like this. Suna Rama Raya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sarup Damodar and Rab, in what process we should take name that he will be seen, visible to us. He told that, oh, here, let me hear. What? Trinadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadhari. You should chant Krishna name with having four qualities. Trinadapi sunich means be
humble. More humble.
Humble.
Than
humble. More than
grass.
But I see that even here, if anything which becomes opposite to my mind, at one side. Even a senior devotee, I can also, if anyone abuse, I may quarrel with him. But when I remember, then I become tolerant. So we should be tolerant. Hearing here and after class, take it from here and throw and not like this. Tolerance. Then Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna. Be like a tree, giving always fruits to others, his bark for others, his branches for others, his everything is for the gain of others, not for himself. Fruits, he does not taste any fruit. His leaves, his rasa,
juice,
everything for others. Also he said for
others.
Or sometimes tiger, bears, and all can come and take shade there. Also nonsense person can go there, taking fruits from there, cutting their branches, even cutting their root, and they take shelter there. And they make their palanka to sleep. They are very easy and all. I think that most of this has been built by
wood.
They are never told that, don't cut me, don't cut me. Never. So used to be told. If you want to love Krishna and to see Krishna and to serve Krishna and to have been to take the mercy of Krishna, then you should be told like these trees.
They never complain for water.
Krishna has also told. And even they don't want water. Oh, I am so hungry. I am giving you so much thing. Give a little water. Never. So Vaishnava should be like this. We are hearing so many complaints from so many devotees. Always. So many complaints. But never any complaint from trees, any tree. Whether you are picking, you are cutting, you are doing all these things. So, we should try to be direct. Always praising others according to their qualifications. Oh, you are a good devotee. You are very tolerant. You should sprinkle your mercy to me. Always praise. Why? Krishna is there. My Gurudeva is also in their hearts. So, and eternally they are servant of my original Prabhu, Krishna. So I should be humble to them. Don't want any praise from anyone. Never. If anyone is not giving praise to me, then what trick I take? Sahayata leta hun tricks.
What help?
I will tell. Oh, how beautiful and marvelous, unparalleled class I gave. By trickly I will ask. And then he will tell, oh, very marvelous. Anyone cannot give it. Don't do this also. Never. Vaishnava. Sukhdev Goswami never have any mood that, all should praise me. If anyone praising and you are hearing and being happy, tell more. Then what will be? Oh, you are dying. Your everything is going on. They are taking all qualities. So useful. If you want to love Krishna and want to see Krishna and really like this, then you should follow all this. And then chant and Krishna will come. And you can see him. Today.
Good day. Sometimes we are doing many activities, arti or some service, but there is an unfavorable mood. Not favorable mood. How we can change this mood?
You should think that you are beginner. Krishna name is so powerful. The service to Gurudev is so powerful. We will be very soon reformed. And all qualities will come. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati made a school like this. That all kinds of diseases can be
cured
in my hospital. He made a school. Before there was no hospital like this. So he made a
hospital.
Medical.
And we are all admitted.
Patients.
So gradually medicine will do act. You should go on chanting, hearing, listening with your heart. Then quickly you will realize that you are being cured.
And you said that you can't have a friend. So in the Vaikuntha planets, they don't see Vishnu as a friend?
I want to be a
friend. He said in Vaikuntha planets, we cannot have friendly relationship with Vishnu Narayan.
Sakiras.
So there
no... No, I have not told like this. You should try to understand.
Narayan Vishnu Sangamra Jan Krishna Sukhava, Vishnu Sukhava Hovena. What are you going to do? Sakhanai Narayan Kono, Vishnu Loke?
No, really. In Vaikuntha Lok, only all are servant, like Jaya Vijaya, always serving, paying respect to them. In Vaikuntha Lok, Narayan cannot come to Narada and he will take dust of lotus feet of Narada. He cannot do. He cannot embrace Narada or any devotee. He cannot take remnant of anyone there. He is bound to follow his appellants.
Rules.
The role of Krishna has become like Narayan there. For Krishna, Krishna will take your remnant, he will embrace, he will be like friend, beloved, son, everything. Narayan cannot be son. Never. He will always father and mother, like of whole universe and whole eternity.
The other day you spoke about Sukadev Goswami, but you never told what happened after Bhagavatam. Where did what happened with Sukadev Goswami?
Sukadev Goswami Bhagavatam pore kothay gelen ki korlen?
Oh, after that
uttar disha chole gelen.
Sukadev Goswami went in north side, means again there in Himalayas near Kailash or anywhere there.
Badrikas.
And he became like mad in Krishna prem. Anyone cannot realize he may be here, he is not dead. He can come in that mode, but we cannot realize.
He never went back.
Where?
To Golok Vrindavan.
Oh, he is always there. He has always. Like Krishna, always in transcendental that Golok Vrindavan, and also in all worlds. So he's like that. He has so many forms, lakhs and lakhs more than Krishna to serve him. Like Nanda Yashoda. How many are Nanda Yashoda? Only one. But even he's everywhere in all worlds where Krishna pastimes is going on. And also in Golok. When we'll chant and remember and hear all these things, all these basic principles will come in our heart.
It's a mantra.
Mantra. Hare Krishna.
One quick announcement.
Yes, we do. Quickly give.
Do you have mic there?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Srila Gurudev will be giving some initiations in the morning at 7 o'clock.
6:30.
When we come back from the morning walk.
People have to ready, they have to write the registered name.
Anyone who is aspiring and is desiring this should come to see Vrajanath after the class.
Or
myself.
I've done so much.
You
24 hours kirtan.
You are everywhere. If they are there,
but I, if you like, I will go with my tent. I want that four mridanga should go. Where is my
comfort?
Our big kartals.
We have flyers that we can pass out. Many people can come tonight, and as Nukram said,
we can bring back some hippies, and Gurudev can make them happy.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna
Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama.